In 1991, a former naval intelligence officer named William Cooper published a book that would become the cornerstone of modern conspiracy theory. Behold a Pale Horse has sold over 1 million copies and continues to influence contemporary culture, referenced by artists from Jay-Z to the creators of Stranger Things. What makes this work so enduring isn't just its explosive claims, but Cooper's unwavering conviction that exposing these truths was worth risking everything. The book represents one of the most comprehensive attempts to document what Cooper believed was a global conspiracy to establish a new world order, a totalitarian world government controlled by shadowy elites. His military background provided rare insider perspective on classified operations, giving his warnings a credibility that many conspiracy theorists lack. Whether you see Cooper as a patriotic whistleblower or a paranoid fantasist, his work forces us to confront uncomfortable questions about power, secrecy, and freedom. William Cooper's transformation from military man to America's leading conspiracy theorist began during his Navy service. Born in 1943 to an Air Force pilot, Cooper's pivotal moment came aboard the USS Tiru, where he claimed to witness a massive UFO emerging from the ocean. The subsequent cover-up by naval intelligence became his first exposure to government deception. Cooper's military background gave him direct experience with classified information and intelligence operations. After his honorable discharge, he began linking government programs, secret societies, and historical events into what he saw as evidence of widespread deception. His authenticity stemmed partly from his self-awareness, describing himself as a very average, normal kind of guy who doesn't belong on anyone's pedestal. By the time he published his work, Cooper was convinced his military experience had prepared him for a divine purpose, warning Americans about an impending totalitarian state. This mission drove him to risk everything to expose what he believed were hidden forces controlling world events. Cooper claims to have found silent weapons for quiet wars, a document allegedly adopted by the Bilderberg Group in 1954 in a surplus IBM copier. This manual outlines methods for controlling civilian populations through economic means rather than military force. The document describes how post-WW2 technological advances, electronic computers, 1946, linear programming, 1947, and transistors, 1948, enabled elites to envision controlling society with the push of a button. By 1954, they had initiated their quiet war. The manual treats economic control as a science, comparing economic systems to electrical circuits, with capital as storage and goods as conductance. Through economic shock testing of essential item prices, controllers could predict public behavior. Following Mayor Amschel Rothschild's principle that assumed power becomes real power, the document details how controllers manipulate currency and profit from financing opposing sides in conflicts. The ultimate goal? Complete surveillance through UPC codes, credit cards, and permanent body identification. Cooper explores how real power operates through secret societies, tracing a lineage from the ancient Brotherhood of the Snake to modern groups like the Freemasons, Skull and Bones, and the Bilderberg Group. He controversially claims these organizations worship Lucifer at their highest levels, with most members never advancing far enough to learn this truth. Initiation rituals serve to bond members, grant special status, and test loyalty. Cooper describes how adepts evaluate candidates through moral challenges, like asking them to spit on a Christian cross. Those who refuse never advance, while those who comply show they understand religion as a tool for mass control. Cooper identifies numerous seemingly opposing organizations, including the Knights Templar, Jesuits, Masons, CFR, and Vatican, as part of the same Illuminati network. Though they may appear to work against each other, he argues they share a common goal, establishing a totalitarian New World Order under their control. he maintains that secrecy itself proves nefarious intent. The very fact that something is secret means there is something to hide. Cooper uncovers what he believes is a hidden framework for an American police state centered on FEMA's extraordinary powers granted through executive orders. During declared emergencies, FEMA can direct all federal agencies, potentially making its director the nation's most powerful figure. At the heart of this system is Mount Weather, a classified underground facility in Virginia housing a parallel government. 9 federal departments, 5 agencies, and 2 private corporations operate there, including an unconstitutional president and cabinet in permanent residence. Cooper links FEMA to classified programs like Operation Cable Splicer and Operation Garden Plot, initiatives designed to implement martial law through military and civilian police control measures. The system includes detention facilities for enemies of the United States, with officials referring to potential prisoners as inventory and refusing to deny these camps were meant for U.S. citizens. Despite the Emergency Detention Act's repeal in 1971, 17 other laws maintain similar detention powers. Cooper's warning is stark. Once your freedom is lost, you will never regain it. Cooper argues that diverse groups, capitalists, communists, religious leaders, and bankers, united under the Illuminati and Bilderberg Group to establish world government, rather than any single group orchestrating global control. These unlikely partnerships emerged from a shared fear, civilization's potential collapse from overpopulation by 2000. Post-WW2 studies, including research in Huntsville, 1957, and by the Club of Rome, 1968, validated these concerns through computer modeling. The elites responded with dual strategies, reducing birth rates and increasing death rates. When birth control proved insufficient, Cooper claims they considered more extreme measures, including engineered diseases. Unlike other conspiracy theorists, Cooper suggests these actions, while morally wrong, might be intended to ensure humanity's survival until space colonization becomes viable, viewing the conspirators as misguided rather than purely malevolent. Jonathan May's story demonstrates how power structures respond to systemic threats. He created an alternative banking system backed by tangible assets like land, minerals, and timber to circumvent Federal Reserve control. May's Sovereign Charter Trust Group issued conservative prime capital notes at 25% of asset value. Their $194 billion portfolio included 732 million ounces of gold, 517,000 acres of land, and coal reserves. In 1986, the International Equity Trust acquired L'Acquiparla Bank Corporation, gaining banking authority to implement their Reconomy system of 107 self-help socioeconomic programs. World bankers allegedly undermined May by routing his credit instruments through their system against terms. Despite legal compliance, he was arrested for interstate transportation of falsely made securities and received a 10-year sentence, far beyond typical 14-18-month guidelines. Cooper met his end in November 2001, killed in a shootout with sheriff's deputies outside his Arizona home. His supporters see this as validation of his claims about government suppression. Cooper's work, regardless of its veracity, raises vital questions about power and secrecy. In our surveillance age, his warnings about unaccountable governing elites remain relevant, reminding us to look beyond official narratives.